If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The What Podcast, which bands this year that matter? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It is happening. Bonnaroo 2021, really for the first time, guys, feels like it's legitimately happening for the 2 years, 2 years in the making. We've been waiting for this moment. And I don't know about you, but I feel like this is it. It finally feels like this is the moment. Barry Corder, Lord Taco, Brad Stein of the What Podcast, going through this week at least some of the news that happened with Bonnaroo. And of course, at the end, the picks. We start our three-week process of finding all the bands that we want to see at Bonnaroo. And this week, we start with Mr. Lord Taco.
Hey, that's
so
me.
Excited.
Who?
So excited.
Oh, hey, it's me.
Oh, hey, it's me.
No, do you feel like I do, that this is really feels like this is the start of something?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Started last week, a week ago Friday when all the announcements started. And then for me, that Monday, Tuesday, when we did our third super secret show, that's when it really, that's when... You know, the night sweat started. That's when it
the reality. Is that a band that I have not found
it
yet?
It should be.
Nathaniel Rateliff's on the lineup. I didn't know.
The night sweats. Yeah, that's when the reality of I need to get all my gear out and I need to make sure it still exists. And yeah, we're going to be on the farm. And probably when you guys are listening to this, 2 weeks. Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks from when you guys are listening to this. That's crazy.
I know the big deal is that, you know, it really does feel like it's happening, but you say 2 weeks, Barry, do you realize that I'm going to be calling you driving into Chattanooga, Tennessee, saying, I need you to come over and help me with some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
you ready?
That's for the night sweats. That's part of the night sweats.
Barry gets to come over to the house and start, you know, it's going to be
Taco. He knows too, because he's getting the same phone call.
Bonner is going to be one part of it, but also there's going to be some clogged toilets that need to be fixed. I've got some
work on
the walls that need to be done.
We need to get Taco's face back on because that was not a happy looking face.
What do you mean?
Okay,
I'm always happy.
Yeah, there it is.
You're not happy with me coming to town. Is that what it is?
He's waiting on that phone call. He's
happy.
Taco, I need you to come and get this couch and this chair. And, oh, by the way, take the garbage out. And,
I know there's going to be chores.
some light gardening is happening. And we throw things at my across the street neighbor that I hate that house so much. Plant some dead fish in the yard. It happens. And things just start to happen. You know, let's start with the way that it came out. We said this last week, Barry, that when something is done really well, it needs to be celebrated. When there's honest criticism, there's times to talk about it. But I feel as though once that all of the stuff that we've been waiting for, when that weight lifted off of our shoulders, everything started to feel a little different. Mm-hmm. When you saw that lineup, what was the first thing that you felt, thought, etc.?
Good. Finally ready. I've told you, and you guys probably have looked at it a whole lot more than I have. I don't look at it and get all worked up at conflicts because I know I've done it enough. I know it's going to be for me, you know, I'll have my big ones and then I know I'll miss some of those that I even said I was going to go to. So, in the past, that's been a lot of fun for us to have meetings where we all get together and talk about our conflicts.
Our favorite.
We don't have time. Yeah, but we don't have time, and you're out of town, and we, you know, it's such a different year. I know some of the folks that we communicate with are having those conversations, but I don't know that we're going to have time. So that's different. To your question, what did I think? You know, I'm just ready to go. I love the 3 hour My Morning Jacket. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Well, don't give away all your picks right now. Let's start with like the top level stuff. When you look at the schedule, do you find anything in there that you, a better question. How about this? Do you like the lineup less when you see it broken down in the grid? I oftentimes feel as though I love a lineup until I see it gridded out, and then I realize how really light it is. You know, it was sort of that problem with ACL Fest, although it didn't come with a grid and you know, a schedule. But boy, the more I started diving into how this is all going to be spread out on the venue, Jesus, I hated that lineup. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Anything change your mind with how much you like the lineup to begin with?
Not for me, but that changed a couple of years ago when they started breaking out the acts by days. Because you remember 4 or 5 years ago, they just put the lineup out and you didn't even know what days certain people were going to be on.
Man, that's a great point.
So it's lessened that angst, if you will, quite a bit for me. You know, because I already know so-and-so's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's lessened some of that. And like I said, I've been so focused on is this thing actually going to happen because of the logistics that the schedule for me kind of felt like I haven't even really.
Well, go around the room here. Do you think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I think
with
right now.
What's happening in the world? Absolutely. Do you think it's going to happen?
I think so right
especially
now.
Especially now that the news came out about Lollapalooza, they said there was no significant super spreader, you know.
You believe it?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I do.
You don't believe it? I believe it enough.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's.
I think that's the right word. I believe it enough.
Let's go back to the, you know, it's whose ox is being gored.
Oh, my God. Two weeks in a row with this.
If you know somebody that's sick, it's a horrible event. But yeah, 200 and what'd they have? 280 people out of
something like that. But also, the only reason I ask is because it's a really hard thing to try and explain or find out or trace back to a group of people who are not even from Chicago. So I don't know how they're getting that data. I don't know. There's not like massive contact tracing that's happening at Lollapalooza, right? So how exactly are they finding out and finding this 280 number? It seems just a bit pulled out of somebody's ass. It's not like the guys that traveled to Chicago from, you know, Des Moines are telling.
Check back in.
Right. They're not going back to Chicago to get tested. Yeah.
Fair enough. They didn't call back and say, "Hey, we're good." Fair enough.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, it's still a good enough headline.
That's the thing. So where it came from me, from the very first thing that we talked about when I came back from Lollapalooza was what, Barry? They gave a good show of it being pretty responsible. It felt good, and it felt like everything was going pretty well, and it was going to be the thing that the rest of the industry sort of, you know, used as a pattern afterwards. But was it truly effective? I mean, at the end of the day, though, you know, there's, I'm not a scientist. It's weird how, like, over the last couple of weeks and months, we're all experts on first a vaccine, second an economic policy, and then third now foreign relations. Everybody's an expert on these topics based on what's in the news cycle. I'm not an expert on any of these things. I don't know any of these topics. I just go with what I hear and what I learn and what I read and what I try to, you know, at least be smart about. I think that the number is not 280. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's 280, but I don't think it's 5,000. At some point, though, the whole point of this is you rip the Band-Aid off. You see if this outdoor thing can work. You hope it's, you know, not a massive, massive problematic operation, and see what happens. I do feel much better, though, after the regulations that Bonnaroo put in. I would feel even better, though, because the news came out from AEG over the week that they would be requiring nothing but vaccinated people to show up at their festivals. That's right. And their venues.
That's right.
I would feel much better about that, but Bonnaroo doesn't have that kind of time.
No,
so I
to
do
that
feel
end,
better and, about it. I do feel better about it. Long story
and,
short.
And I think we talked about it briefly on our last show, and you asked, and I don't think I had it right. But I think Daniel and Charlotte, the Real Rubus, had it probably closer to right because it makes more sense. The question was, when are they going to check for that? And I think they're right in that people will get into the campgrounds and then you're going to have to go to whatever center within your campground and get that wristband. You're going to have to show your vaccination and your negative test,
which is, by the way, a different story than Lollapalooza, because what happened at Lollapalooza was they would not give you one of those wristbands. You only got that if you were backstage. If you got one of those, like, the reason why they didn't do that in the front of house is that you just take it off and give it to somebody else. They wanted that everyday check at Lollapalooza.
Right.
Well, Bonnaroo doesn't have that ability, to be honest with you.
No, and their point was, it would be at the gate and it would just take forever. I mean, already takes forever to get in. So it's still going to be somewhat awkward, especially if you unfortunately test positive. They're going to just basically march you right out. They're going to test you again and march you out. So
yeah, so, it's going to be pretty ugly.
Yeah. If you're even questioning it, man, take care of it, do something. So
Taco, you feel better? I mean, I've seen the woman you bring back to camp. You're going to be fine with whatever.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I am. I've got my, personally, I've got my vaccine card. I've got a mask I'm going to bring.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to keep it with me at all times. I don't know if I'll wear it at all times, but,
Barry's going to wear the mask. Barry said this last week. He's going to wear the mask. And frankly,
I think that's fine.
I'll be honest with you. I was at a bar last night, and it's a fine bar. It's a place I go to all the time. It felt a little cramped. Popped it on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I felt okay about it. I don't think that I was the best mask guy beforehand. I mean, why would you want to cover this up?
At least it didn't go over your hair.
But I didn't really, like, I wasn't the easiest to convince that I would, you should be wearing a mask, not to get political about this, but it just doesn't feel very impactful.
Well, nobody likes doing it, but
nobody.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to?
But here's the weird thing.
Can't wait to go out and put a mask on.
It's true. Yeah. But here's the weird thing. I was out at this bar. Once I put it on, I was sitting there at the bar drinking it. I actually like the look of the mask. I think that I'm actually now part of the mask culture, that I'm willing to make this a fashion accessory. I kind of like it.
Well, what helped me was I got the PBR mask. Once I got that, I couldn't
wait
to put that on.
Oh, God, that's so good. Dude, do you think that, at some point we're going to look in the future and they're going to have, a mask that, you can suck on? That's going to taste like the things that you want. What if the PBR mask started sucking? You started sucking. God,
is it like
it does taste like a good lager. That is an award-winning lager.
That is award-winning. That tastes like a blue ribbon.
Scented blue ribbon, man.
Scented. Are you thinking like an integrated vape system in with the mask?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Put the vape thing on your back, hook it up to the mask, and you could be just sucking through the vape all day. The way that this could turn into the greatest thing to ever happen to the weed industry. You could be sucking. Man, this is good. Somebody take this idea and give me $1 million for it, please.
Are you listening, weed industry? Who's our
please all of the candle weed industry.
The candle industry. That's what
who's
it is.
Our who's our contact in the weed industry? Who's gonna get us in?
Careful.
Taco.
Careful.
Did you just hear Dad?
Yeah. Careful.
We're talking about revolutionizing the weed industry by putting it through the mass.
There's some guy out there
and
going,
Dad
no.
decided to make it Bed Bath and Beyond.
Well, I'm going that way. You guys are about to out your weed guy.
This definitely falls in the Beyond category of Bed Bath and Beyond.
You guys are about to start naming names, and I'm over here trying to come up with a candle industry. Some poor guys out there are like, don't name names.
This is definitely part of the Beyond part of the industry.
This is part of the Beyond.
Dad is talking about how we can put a vanilla candle into our masks. What are you talking about?
Calming. Yep. Blueberry.
Anyways.
All right, so you've got to answer your question.
I feel better.
I don't even remember the question.
You just asked me if I feel better after they
introduced
these protocols.
Your dude.
we should backpedal before we name names.
I live next to a corner store where you can buy weed at the front desk. You know, it's like it doesn't matter who my guy is. It's literally the corner store right there. I can put the camera on it.
Okay. All right.
Well, Tennessee is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. So look, I don't want to be the guy that starts using this opportunity to bitch about the conflicts that happen at the lineup. Look, everybody's got conflicts and everybody's conflicts are different. This is not the time and place. I just want to be there, and I'll worry about the conflicts when I'm there.
Exactly.
For sure.
I'm not going to sit here and start, you know, crying poetic about how much I really wish I saw Goose instead of my morning jacket. That's for the time and the place of just being there. And that's what's the brilliant part of this year, by the way, which I'm so excited about. I feel like this is going to be the year that we find things and find ourselves in situations that are going to be so bizarrely different than we normally find ourselves in, because we just want to be there so bad and we don't care what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, they could have see, this is the year they should have put like the shittiest country artist in America on the lineup, right? Where we just all find ourselves at a Luke Bryan
show. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
You said it. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. You said it better. That was my point. I have not even looked at conflict because I don't care. I just want to be there.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Well, it's part.
After all the crap we went through with these rumors about, oh, there's a headliner dropping, oh, there's a replacement, there's a last minute, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because we're going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to finally be back together.
You know, Taco, somebody one time told me that, you know, when it comes to Bonnaroo, you're there.
You're there.
And
you're there. What else are you going
to
do?
Where else to go?
What else are you going to do?
Might as well see some music.
All right,
that guy gets it. Whoever said that gets it.
So before we get into Taco's picks, back to your point, Russ, I guess when the lineup comes out and we're all, you know, so excited about seeing it, and we're all so, you know, I've forgotten my point. What the hell did you say?
Well, you know, everybody was grabbing pitchforks over this rumor.
Yeah, so... Did anybody put any sort of weight into that? It's like everybody on the message board put weight into it. But at the end of the day, the message said, and I said it on the show, there's no reason to believe that festival pass, insider pass, whatever, infinity pass is to be not trusted. They've always been right. But if you reread what they said, it was, I think they're going to lose a headliner, and it may still happen. Here's the problem that I have, and you guys beat me up about this all the time. I just think that there are certain people that you trust and you look at like they're clowns. There are certain people in this hemisphere that are total clowns when it comes to this. And I don't know, the InfoRoo people know exactly who I'm talking about. And, you know, you pluck some information from this person, you pluck some information from that person, and all of a sudden you put it out like it's gospel, and then all of a sudden it doesn't come true. Oh, let me come up with some ways where I think that I might be able to cover my tracks because I didn't really have the information to begin with.
I know what you're talking about.
Give me a break.
The difference 60,000
followers later, let me say how great I am.
Well, the difference is, you know, with when it comes to us, we go to the source and we checked with our source and there wasn't anything there. So we didn't say anything about it.
I had nothing to say. Barry, do you have anything to say?
No. No, I don't get into all that.
Interesting.
You know, like I said,
that down.
That's right.
You guys, you guys share with me these things, and then I try to go to as high a source as I can. And Brad, you do the same. Russ, well, you do the same.
You're telling me that you don't read a message board and then put out that information and say it's gospel only to. Interesting. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, we check our sources, and if there's something to report on, we report it. If there's not, we leave it alone.
And sometimes I'm wrong.
Like, that's the beauty.
I was told we were gonna get that schedule earlier in the day on Tuesday, and we didn't get it till after dinner. So
I believe you. I was told that Kendrick Lamar was on the Lollapalooza lineup. We all have these pieces of information to bear. The thing is that you don't pretend like you have. Oh, never mind. If you know, you know. You know exactly who I'm talking about, and I can't stand this person.
Well, it doesn't change my day one way or the other. So,
well,
Dad doesn't.
We can go ahead and say it because, I mean, we talk to Daniel all the time. Daniel is so invested in this Tame Impala show. I hope.
No, wait a second. I know who I'm talking about. I wasn't saying I hate Daniel. I know,
that's a totally different thing. That's a.
Well, I would love for you to make that a point to say, oh, wait a second.
The rumor was we were going to lose Tame Impala and Daniel.
Well, the rumor was we were going to lose everyone. Everybody had a reason that we were going to lose Lizzo. We're going to lose.
One.
Yeah, just pick a headliner. We're going to lose him. But Daniel, I kept checking
in
with
him. We didn't even have. We lost the Rolling Stones.
That's a big deal. Yeah, but he's so invested in this Tame Impala show that.
Yeah.
I hope Barry, I said this on Twitter. Like, I saw the Tame Impala show after LCD Sound System, and look, I love Tame, and I love that last album. I think The Less I Know, the Better is one of the great songs of the decade. I can't say that enough. I'm the only station in the country playing it still to this day, but that show was good. LCD was great. That show was good. I was expecting this show that was coming up this year to be insane. Now, I'm still expecting it to be insane, but I'm a little stunned that it's only 75 minutes.
I know.
I'm a little crazy that this is not an hour and a half.
I bring it up because I asked, and I don't want to belabor it, because I think it's a relevant question for all of us. You asked me, I mean, 3 hours, My Morning Jacket, you know, that, you know me, that's my favorite band. I'm expecting mind blowing. I hope the shows are as good as we all hope they're going to be. You know what I mean?
Does anyone care?
Well, that's my part of the question. You know, there's two ways to look at it. Are we expecting mind blowing? Or are we just going to be okay that we're there? I don't know. I don't want to say I'm going to this Bonnaroo with low expectations so that anything that happens is better than I, but I'm also not going thinking this is going to be the greatest event
I know
of our lives.
But I think the answer to your question is on Taco's shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm wearing it. It's never not great.
It's never not great. Never not great. So, there are so many opportunities. We're going to talk about this in the next couple of weeks as we get to Bonnaroo, but there are so many opportunities that I see for really, really, really special moments. And if I had to guess, there are people out there that really want to make these special moments. I'm going to wax poetic about a band that I'm not necessarily over the moon about, but I think that they're exactly who we need exactly right now and we can talk about this in the upcoming weeks, but the Foo Fighters are exactly what all of us need when it comes to one of these moments. They have the ability of tying everybody together, and they'll make everybody happy no matter what they find. They'll show up and do something really goofy and make it an entirely momentous occasion. That doesn't even matter. Even if they showed up on a golf cart and showed up at the beer exchange, you know, and then they just started crushing beers, it would be the most glorious moment.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying. Like the Foo Fighters have this ability. Dave Grohl has this ability of doing something so tiny and making it a mountain of news. If that dude shows up in camp and just starts chugging beers with somebody at camp, it becomes national news and makes Bonnaroo look like it's the place to be for every moment that exists. That's all it takes.
I think to that point,
and he'll do it.
To that point,
and I chug beers at camp all the time, and nobody cares.
I do.
Well, we care.
I leave there, and I tell Kelly. Kelly said, "How was your weekend?" Taco chug beers, Kelly. It was amazing.
We care.
It was when I watched Taco chug beers for 5 straight days. It was a great. No, to your point, and I think you're exactly right. And I think it back to your question about the schedule and all that. My expectation is to go and just see what happens and let it happen. And I that would be my recommendation.
Is that a Tame Impala reference? Let it happen. I hear that. I hear what you're doing here. I'm picking up.
Just let it happen. I think that would be my recommendation for anybody is to, because we've had so long to think about this, I just rather than focus on a show, an event, whatever, a band that you really want to see, my recommendation is just go and see what happens and let the plazas happen. Let the experiences happen. Let the show happen that you don't think, you know, that was maybe not on your list. And then at the end of the weekend, at the end of the week, see how it was. Look back. Well,
Taco, it's weird. Barry says, let it happen. I say, the less I know is better. You know, that's the way I'm going into this weekend.
Same thing. Same thing.
It seems like you're hinting at Tame Impala.
Yeah, here's what I do know. Tame Impala is not doing a secret show into the campsites. That's not happening. I don't think that you're going to have like a group of tame people showing up. It just bothers. You're right, Barry. Barry's totally right about this. You know, but you could make that rule about any year of Bonnaroo. Any year is well, sure, a perfect year for you to let go. Any year.
Yeah, sure.
But
there's so much built up for this.
But. I agree. Okay. All right. So let's get into week one of our show picks. I want to play a little bit of our buddy Nick Turner, current Camp Nut Butter invitee from day one, from the jump. Nick Turner is part of Camp Nut Butter, and he's in a band called Midist. He's got a incredible little side hustle with this Midist. It's a really, really funky, fun band that you're gonna love. This is Midas. We'll come right back with maybe my most excited moment of the What podcast of the year. The reason I'm so excited about this, guys, is because I don't know what to expect. I know exactly which bands Barry's gonna choose. Next week when we do Barry picks, I mean, you might as well fast forward. I know every band that Barry's picking, but I have no idea who will be on Lord Taco's list of shows to see at Bonnaroo. No clue. Barry, we did this last week. I can name 3. Outside of that, I don't know how far I can go. What are your top 3 that you think Taco's going to pick? Let's write it down.
What did we say? We said Turquoise, Mastodon, and was it Foo Fighters? Was that the third? What was the third?
But who wouldn't go to Foo Fighters though?
Yeah, I think that that's a little too easy. I agree with Taco on this. I think there's
yeah, who was that third? What was the other one?
I mean, it's like saying like if we know Brad's going to Lizzo.
And Britney and whatever. I mean, come on. I don't remember who the third was now.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Taco is such a hard one to figure out. I don't know. Like, I know certain things that he likes, but I don't know what he's doing in that bus most days.
Yeah, you do. Like, you know.
Oh,
you
yeah, know. I know. Yeah. That last 90 seconds, there's got to be more things that happen inside that bus.
Well, I think you'll be surprised. I think you'll be surprised with my
I'm
picks.
Very excited about it. So yeah. I think that Turquoise and Mastodon were the two that we absolutely.
Those are absolutely, yes, those are going to happen.
But do we have anything else, Barry? Anything else that we just are willing to bank our check on? Anything?
I can't, you know. Now, who do you have?
I don't think I think that's it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm looking Goose. Through this. I'm desperately
Maybe
looking.
Maybe Goose.
Yeah, Goose, see, Goose well, is on wait, there.
Hang on, don't get, I think that he might forego Goose for my morning jacket. That's the point that I.
Well. That's where it gets down to. You know, you might know my taste, but you don't know which one I'm going to when there's a conflict.
Yeah, that's a tough one because he might actually even choose Mark Corbell at Loop Daddy instead of Goose. That's the part that I'm really, really confused by. I mean, I just keep going through this lineup. Barry, I can only say for sure two things, and I think that you and I agree, Turquoise and Mastodon.
Yeah, well.
Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Let's do it. You want to start on Thursday, Taco? Taco picks on the What Podcast. Taco picks for 2021. I cannot wait to hear this.
Yeah, let's start on Thursday. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we're going to start. I think you know. I'm going to go to Bristol Maroney.
My boy.
I really enjoyed having him on the show. He was really cool. So that's 3 to 3:45, Bristol Maroney. That's my first Bonnaroo.
Are you listening to Bristol Maroney right now?
Not right now.
Yeah. Well, I know not right now because you're on the show. I know how your mind works. I know how your mind works. But are you listening to him at any point in your day?
Actually, no. I haven't had him in the rotation or anything.
Put him in rotation. The kid's a really good songwriter.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
And, but
he's getting into thirst trap territory, though. I'm going to tell him this when I see him. He's posting a lot of like shirtless pictures. He is trying to push that envelope. I've seen way too much of his chest hair lately.
Yeah, we know how you feel about shirtless performers. That's right out for you, isn't it?
Hopefully he comes back to Nut Butter and hangs out
with his shirt on.
Shirtless?
Maybe shirtless.
Wow, man, you dream big. You really do dream big.
All right, so moving on. Thursday, we've talked about the Grand Ole Opry and we've talked about how disappointing it is every time. Mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in the Grand Ole Opry, but I am interested because Barry pointed out there is a performer playing the Grand Ole Opry from Chattanooga, Amethyst Kia. I checked her out. She's fantastic.
She's terrific.
Now, she's also playing Moon River the week after Bonnaroo. So if I don't get to the Grand Ole Opry, I won't be heartbroken. Mm. But, we've always pined about Dolly playing Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. Amethyst Kia has a cover of Jolene that is fantastic. And hopefully she plays it for the Grand Ole Opry. I don't know.
Okay.
That might be worth.
Yes, she will.
That might be worth, checking out.
Barry, tell me about this chicky baby.
She grew up here and now lives up in East Tennessee. She's really, really good. Soulful, country soulful. I mean, it crosses all kind of genres, right, Taco? I mean, it's...
Just
Got a great voice.
She has a wonderful voice. And Brad, are you aware of any other black country singers?
Her name is Yola.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to say Hootie.
Darius Rucker's another one.
Darius Rucker.
His name is not Hootie. His name is Darius Rucker.
No, he's Hootie, and then the other guy is
his
the Blowfish.
His name is not Hootie. His name is
the other guy is Blowfish. Okay. Yeah, which one of you is Blowfish?
Love Hootie, hate Blowfish.
None of them are Blowfish, and none of them are Hootie. His name is Darius.
I wonder if get that a lot. Which one of you is Blowfish?
Yeah, which...
I can't, Barry. This question has been asked for 30 years since they put out.
No, the question is which one's Hootie?
Guys, I will say this though. As an aside, don't you think that like Hootie would be an incredible Bonnaroo artist?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, on a bizarre, like early Friday, Saturday afternoon, if they put them on this tent, like there would, and they play nothing but Cracker View things, that place would be exploding with letter cry.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
I think they are a great Bonnaroo artist.
I know. I'm fascinated that you were such a big fan, but
yeah, you know,
Have we talked about this age group? Yes.
We talked about them all over the
country. Yes. You followed them all over the country.
We literally told this story.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And thank God I have to tell it again.
All right.
I don't want to interrupt Taco. He's on a roll.
We're still going on Thursday. So my next pick for Thursday is Devin Gilfillian again, because we had him on the show. I had such a good time talking to him. Really intrigued by his music and just him as a person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss Devin. Mm-hmm. 8:45 to 9:45.
I think that that's going to be that slot on Thursday that you saw with Courtney Barnett.
Yeah.
And you saw with Alabama Shakes. He's not on the same stage, but you know, it does feel as though that's going to be the moment for Thursday. If it's not Larkin Poe, it's going to be Devin. At least, my guess. I might be wrong.
I agree. Yeah.
Somebody might think the big something is that thing, but you know, I'm a Devin Gavillian fan to begin with.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't want to miss Devin. And then, late night Thursday that you got Too Many Zoos. They're also playing Friday at the Beer Exchange. I don't know if you saw that.
I did
see that. And the dudes hit me up and they're like, if you guys come out and do the podcast, it'll be Too Many Brews. Am I right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Really good.
It's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see what happens Thursday night. If I don't make it out for Too Many Zoos, you know, I'll just catch them Friday at the Beer Exchange.
You know why you're not going to catch them? Because you take it easy on Thursday. Just pack it in early Thursday. Pack it in early. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I need to do that because my last Thursday at Bonnaroo didn't pack it in.
Before you go to Friday and Saturday and Sunday, what is the busiest day for you?
Saturday.
Okay.
Well, right. Friday and Saturday are both equally busy, but Saturday is a little busier.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So you could hit a little hard on Thursday. It'd be no problem. You'd bounce back.
Well, the difference is 2019, Thursday was my stacked day.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday's the day I missed everything because I went too hard.
Yes, you did.
Mistakes were made.
Uh-huh.
I came back to camp.
Decision.
I was told I was pinballing between the big heads. Couldn't make a straight line.
Uh-huh.
But I did put myself to bed. I needed no help getting to bed. I can always back to bed.
That's true.
You know, when you write like the tombstone of Taco Barry, you're gonna say two things. It's gonna here lies Lord Russ Jackson, Lord Taco. And the next two lines are going to be good at identifying babies, good at getting in bed.
Yeah.
I can always get myself to bed. I can always point out if it's a baby or not.
And
look, that's a skill.
How to get himself back to bed.
And
don't discount that. Some guys can't do that. There are a lot of people at Bonnaroo that crawl in the wrong tent.
I'm like a homing pigeon. I can always get home.
And weirdly enough, Brian Stone has had every woman that's ever done that.
I wasn't going to name names.
They always seem to crawl into the wrong tent and they wake up and see him. All right, Friday. Here we go.
That's Thursday. All right. Friday.
That's a good Thursday. That's strong.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some other stuff happening. I know that I definitely got some blind spots. I feel like I'm probably missing something that I probably should see, but I don't necessarily know. So, I'm open to suggestions. We all are.
Yeah.
Thursday, I'm starting out with Mdou Mokhtar.
Atta baby.
And
we all need to go.
We all need to go.
Hoist one.
Pay tribute to the ones who leaked the lineup.
Hashtag never forget.
That's
honestly,
be an amazing show.
We never would have heard of him. We probably not would have even listened to him. But if you go back and listen to him,
No, he's great.
It's really, really good, right?
Really,
it's
really good.
Really surprisingly good. Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what that crowd's like.
Oh, I think it's going to be a fantastic crowd because everybody's, you know, going to want to just be there just to.
I know. Just to say thanks.
Yeah.
Just to say thanks.
Problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's going to be like a 15-minute crowd. I mean, I'm really worried about it. Like,
well, and, you know, unfortunately, you know,
song, it's going to be empty.
I don't know if there's any sanctions from AC.
Is, like, the difference is, like, we were all excited about Little Dicky 2 years ago. And that was a horrible show.
That was the biggest disappointment.
I think MB is going to be good. Yeah.
I think he's going to be good, but I don't know what kind of sanctions AC puts on people that, you know, maybe they're going to blacklist them. This may be our one and only chance to see him.
You know, I don't know
if there's any
punishment
for
cool
that.
It's probably cool.
It might have even been a plant, you know. It might have been on purpose.
It would have been. It'd be a horrible backlash if they were to do something mean to him, because everybody just thinks it's funny anyway.
Well, it's going to be a good show. Yep. My next pick, as you know, it's Turquoise. And
be there.
Know, yeah, you know, we saw Turquoise. That was the last show. Brad, you and I went to. Mm-hmm. That was like February 2020, and it was right before the world shut down. That was like the last quote-unquote normal thing I remember doing.
It's really nuts too, Barry, because that was the last thing I did before I moved to New Orleans. It was like the last Chattanooga thing that I did.
It was the last Chattanooga thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we fought. We fought till the minute we left. Do we really want to do this? Do we really want to go? Do we really want to go? It's so late. And it was like a Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a weeknight, and it was just a random, let's just go to this concert. It's Turquoise. And
so then they had a local opening band, and all the crowd was there for the local opening band. And once they went off stage, the place emptied.
Nobody
Did
was there
really?
For Turquoise.
The place emptied. Yeah. Like they didn't know what they were. They didn't know what they were coming to. You know, the show at Bonnaroo is going to be much better.
Yes. Let's talk about the show at Bonnaroo, because it's not going to be a Turquoise show. They are
doing
not their own material. They're covering the entire Talking Heads album, Remain in Light. And they have Jerry Harris from Talking Heads and Adrian Belew. Adrian Belew.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Adrian Belew is one of my favorite artists, period. I'm a big King Crimson fan. Adrian Belew has done work with David Bowie. If you've listened to any artist in the 80s or 90s, Adrian Belew was probably a session musician. He's worked with so many artists.
You guys pointed this out to me the moment that this came out 2 years ago. I beat you up for it. And that show at that tiny little club in Chattanooga really changed my mind. They are incredible.
They
don't miss a note. They're much younger than I thought they would be. I thought they were just a group of old guys. This was a fun, they know what they're doing. It's a fun dance party that they know how to pull off. And I think you're exactly right about this, Taco. And the Adrian Belew thing is so incredibly important, because, you know, we keep looking for these moments on this lineup over and over and over, every lineup. We do this every year, these moments where it ties us to some sort of tradition or the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there, so long as you're willing to go get them.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's interesting. And, I was thinking about this today, this very thing. There are certain albums and bands that are milestones, I guess, that, you know, other bands can look back to. And I would think the Foo Fighters, for one, would probably point to Remain in Light as one of those albums that influenced them, whether you hear it or not directly. But that album was seminal. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah. And even if you're not a Talking Heads fan, I guarantee every song on that album, you will recognize. You'll be like, oh yeah, because it's
not,
such
not
a,
just with the bass and the funk and the, mm-hmm. the stories behind the bass and the funk. Yeah. No, it's a great pick.
You and I are both going to be there.
It's definitely on my list. No surprise there.
I hear this kind of stuff, and I wonder if this is like setting the stage of having like a Talking Heads show. I hope so.
Oh, I would be ecstatic to have Talking
Heads. I think that
the
one thing that this festival has not had is that. The David Byrne show that I saw in ACL Fest was really great. It really is. In fact, it was fine in the moment. The theater show was 10 times better because he got to expand and be a lot, the stage show was just incredible and it became so much more expansive and they did the entire history of that band. I really do think that if one of those moments that sets Bonnaroo apart in the year's future is finding some sort of way of having David Byrne say yes to a talking head show.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I mean,
he's going to say yes to Bonnaroo because it's the only festival that's really invested in him. And I mean, he's been invested in other festivals. So don't get me wrong. He's been in other places.
Well, he did. Was it 08 or 09?
Yeah. He was doing that
and
solo.
And he did
album.
A lot of head stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. He did some head stuff.
I know, but if you could bill it as a talking heads show, even though he doesn't get along with any of those guys and he does not want to do this, if they could pull this off, you know, you can keep the Raids Against Machines. Keep them. I want that talking head show, Bonnaroo.
Oh,
I don't know if anybody talks about it enough.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is he apparently brought a bicycle with him and hung around for a couple of days and rode back and forth on that back road. I don't know if you ever heard that.
But
he was there checking out all the isn't that cool? I just imagine David Byrne riding around backstage on a bicycle.
I mean, he could get up and start running lights and it wouldn't surprise me. You know, he could be doing those bizarre random, he could be serving you corn dogs and it would not surprise
me, you know. Fair enough. Slicey pie or spicy pie. Here's a spicy pie.
All right. We're only into the afternoon on Friday. Come on.
We're not even scratched the surface of Friday. All right. Man. Next up.
By the way, if the next two shows of picks become really short, just come back to this one. We'll give you all our thoughts about the picks of this one.
We'll go back to talk about talking heads all day long. All right. Next pick. I'm headed over to Orville Peck. I just want to see what the fuck. I am so intrigued by Orville Peck. He's so weird, and you know, he wears the mask. He's got the flashy mask, and it's so bizarre.
So at Lollapalooza, I'm sitting in like a little lawn chair or something, and coming through are these like, it's Orville Peck, and it's one thing that's Orville Peck and wearing his little mask and his hat, but he had like five people behind him, all dressed the exact same way. And it wasn't like they all walked in individually where you could be like, wow, look at that loser. No, it was they all walked in exactly the same way in like this perfect like geese flocking to the south moment where like they were waved out. It was brilliant. He had it all planned out, even walking through the artist area. This guy has every second of this show figured out. He's got every second of his life figured out. When he puts on that mask and his hat, there is not a moment of his life where he is not like absolutely scheduled. That's nuts to me.
Yeah, it fascinates me.
Every second is scheduled for him.
Yeah, I want to see what the show is like. I want to know what this is all about.
Well, that's a good thing for you, but also you are now 4.5 hours into the day.
We're only halfway
through. 4.5 hours, and it's 5:30 now. Yeah, yeah. I hope
that's
you
right.
Have some sort of nap time here for Friday.
Well, yeah. So from next up for me at 6:15 is Dashboard Jesus. Confessional.
Over Glass Animals, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Think of how many 40-year-old moms are going to be at that Dashboard show.
You are there to bring somebody back to camp. I know it. You're bringing somebody back to camp.
If there's ever a chance... This is just my chance.
You are preying on the weak, sir. They're going to be crying. He's going to be screaming infidelities at the end. They're going to be bawling, and you're going to find somebody that you can pull into your bosom. That is obscene, sir.
I think it's brilliant.
I like the hustle.
Also,
I like
the
hustle.
You like the hustle. Well, there's another Chattanooga connection here because Dashboard's guitarist is from Chattanooga.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Yeah, there. So
this is a long day already, Taco. I mean, what are you doing next?
It's curated.
Mastodon's next. Yeah.
Okay.
Dashboard to Mastodon. How about that? Got a break.
Unless the whole dashboard confessional thing works out for you, then what are you going to do?
He's done for the rest of the night.
He's going to find that pill.
I might close it out at dashboard, yeah.
Honestly, Barry, that could be the best case scenario, because knowing the way that he drinks PBR, there's no way he's lasting another show. Can we set up a woman to just take him back to camp and put him to bed?
No, I can put myself to bed. I don't need any help getting to bed.
I know. Well, you're going to keep going if you're not taking care of.
You know, and his diagram's going to have one of those, if, do not.
Yeah. Do it's going to be forward. Like a flow chart. It's either going to go this way or that way. We'll see.
Man. Poor Russ. I mean, you're setting yourself up for an absolute disaster. On every level, this doesn't feel right.
What are the chances the 40-year-old at Dashboard who then wants to go to Mastodon?
Well,
I'll be honest with you, Barry. I know Taco, she's moving in. She's moving in. I know.
Well, hopefully not, but we'll see. Yeah.
All right. So, Jesus Christ, you're going to Mastodon, and then what? This day is not, you can't do this. This is not plausible. You cannot fill your entire day up like this, dude.
Don't tell me I can't do it.
Okay. Next is going to be what? Foo Fighters?
Mastodon goes straight into Foo Fighters.
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. Here's my first conflict. Mm-hmm. Because Primus is at 12 o'clock. So I'm going to have to leave Foo Fighters and head over to Primus. Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with, you know Primus, right?
Never heard of him.
Well, this tour this year is, they're doing a special cover. They're playing the entire Rush album, A Farewell to Kings. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be about half their set. From what I've heard, from what I've read, it's the beginning. Yeah. They start out with that. They'll do the entire album, and then they'll do some Primus
Rush?
Set. That's what they've done so far. That's what they've done so far on their tour.
It's a 45-minute. It's a 45-minute Geddy Lee.
Right.
And then drum solo.
But which half do you care about the most?
The Rush set.
Oh man! If only they did that on the second half.
Yeah, I wish it was flipped. I wish they were doing Primus first and then
Rush.
You
know that for certain, though?
No, not for certain, but they've already begun this tour. There's some, like, footage of, some shows they've already done. Mm-hmm. And so far, they've started out with Rush, and then they get into Primus. So I don't know for sure, but...
Rush, huh?
Yeah, but I gotta be there.
That's something to ask. So Primus was actually supposed to be on this show, and some scheduling things did not work out. I'm going to find out for you if that Rush part is the first half of it.
Well, it would kind of work out to be the first half because...
Ask them if they can switch, Brad, will you? Will you do that?
Make that call.
Well, but I gotta cut out and head over to Run the Jewels at 12:45.
Taco, no, you're not. You're not at this point going to go... 12 and a half hours in a day. You're not going to do it, dude. I know you. You're not
doing it. I'm not going to hit everything, but I do want to hit. Okay. I do want to hit Turquoise. I do want to hit Mastodon. I do want to hit Primus. And Run the Jewels.
So we're now figuring out is Orville Peck and Dashboard Confessional is totally getting scrapped. And you're going to spend those 3 hours taking a nap.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The picks have now changed.
Game day.
Okay.
Game day decision.
I'm guessing there's nothing else left in the night, or do you have like a Roman silver moment you want to bring me?
That's it for Friday.
Oh, nope. Okay. That's it for Friday. Yeah. Jesus Christ. You've exhausted me on this festival already.
Yeah, right. I'm exhausted.
2 days left.
I might be... biting off more than I can chew, but it's been 2.5 years since we've
There we go.
I'm aiming high.
I'm shooting for the moon. Shoot for the moon, say woo.
I'm saying woo. Yeah.
So what time does Saturday start?
Well, hang on. We've got two more days to go. I'm going to need a breather.
Okay.
Were you expecting this?
Were you thinking it was going to be?
You know, I didn't anticipate your Friday going this hard. You know, I could have gotten like one or two picks out of your Friday thinking that, you know, that's it. But I did not anticipate you going this hard. And if you're going this hard on a Friday, I can't even begin to think about what you're doing on Saturday.
All right, let's take a break and then we'll jump into Saturday.
I can't wait. Okay. All right, here we go. Saturday. I can't wait for Saturday because Lord knows if your 12-hour day went that bad on Friday, I can't wait to see what you're doing Saturday. All right.
It's not going to be much better Saturday.
He starts with Steven Sanchez. I can't wait to hear it.
Remember the diagram. If the dashboard confessional thing goes well.
That's true. Really?
This could take a left turn. Man, that's a great point. Yeah. All hell could break loose from that moment on. We have no idea what to expect. His pick might be you finding him in the bus.
I know. And we have a new Camp Nut Butter mate who we've never met before.
Don't be Brian. Please don't be Brian. Wouldn't be the first time. Please don't be Brian.
All right. I'm starting Saturday. I want to check out Kingfish.
Why? Tell me about them.
I am a non-binary person.
I do not say he or she.
Excuse me. All right.
He looks good. I don't even play my Kingfish.
He can play a little guitar.
He can play a little guitar. He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's not a must see, but you know, if there's nothing else going on.
If you're up and the new girlfriend wants to go out, I'm sure this is a great place for you to, you know, shake off the late night uncomfortableness.
It's a chance for me to, you know, show my cultured tastes.
That's it.
Oh, we gotta go. You want to come to see Kingfish?
Because if she hasn't figured out how cultured our group is yet, I can't wait to show her.
You don't have to leave, but we got to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, but my first real must-see Saturday, he is terrific, is Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats.
I think this is going to take our, you know, we
had a big loss with King Gizzard, but I think these guys are going to fill that space.
They're a King Gizzard for you, huh?
For me, yeah.
I don't know them at all. What's the name again?
Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats.
Would you say this is a must-see for you?
Yes. What was your must-see on Friday,
by the way? Just to back up. What was your absolute must-see on Thursday and Friday?
Thursday's, you know, I would say it's Briston and Devon.
Okay.
But Friday, my absolute must-see is Turquoise and Primus. Those are the two I, you know, cannot miss.
Mm-hmm.
My must-see for Saturday, first one is Uncle Acid.
First ones. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, if you had a choice, would this be the one that you would drag camp to see? So I always feel as though everybody should be allowed to say, guys, I'm pulling rank. I want you to come to this show because I think everybody here will like it.
No, I don't think it's for everybody.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
But they've got a lot of heavy classic rock. They definitely influenced by Black Sabbath.
Hmm.
And I'm down for any band that has a Mellotron.
I'm down with anybody that's got melatonin.
Melatonin, okay.
Because I don't have any of that.
You're a big King Crimson guy, right?
Yes,
that's correct. King
Crimson. And see, I don't know. I mean, I like King Crimson. I don't know that you are, Brad. I mean, that's maybe one of the.
But I get it.
Yeah. So that defines tacos.
It really does. King Crimson spans 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
There's many different incarnations.
And correct. Adrian Belew is only one part of that. You know, he was only
80s,
90s, 2000s.
and but their musicianship is incredible. I'm with you. They've had incredible musicians.
Yeah. But
so I'm with you. I'm just pointing out that's kind of where you're.
That's my lane. And driving the whole way home, you know, I had a 3-hour road trip coming back home. I listened to Uncle Acid the entire way.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
That's not what I would have expected, but I'm very intrigued.
I know.
By this.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down.
Now that's, I'm not going to the show this week. But I'm very intrigued by this.
You don't have to go, but I'll definitely be there.
I'm very happy about this. Okay. All right. So. You've already tied yourself down to 415. Now what?
That's right. Then I will join John Batiste in progress.
Uh-huh.
Because he's 445 to 545. I think John Batiste is absolutely so much fun.
Yeah.
He's very much a, you know, embodies what Bonner is. He's very New Orleans.
I think that's a really good point, Taco. And I don't think that I've actually thought about it like that. John Batiste is Bonnaroo. I mean, if you found somebody that was a really, great human, the one human encompasses what Bonnaroo is supposed to be, boy, John Batiste could be the mayor of Bonnaroo this year.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's going to be a fun show. I can't wait to see it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, it's going to be a fun show. You don't know any of the songs.
No, but I just know I like him. I just know I like watching him.
Freedom's a great song.
Yeah, I did play Freedom the other day. That is a great song. Yeah.
It's a great song. Yeah, it's great. But other than that, you just know it's going to be good.
I just know it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be positive.
Barry, so that's the show that should have been on. Every year we talk about this. Every year we say how much we miss that Sunday morning church service. On the wet stage, that should have been Sunday at
yeah, 3. I wish they'd put John Batiste on Sunday because they've
always had that sort of New Orleans with Alan Toussaint and Dr. John going way back.
Well, it's a Superfly connection, obviously.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I mean the word Bonnaroo means a good time, and it's a Cajun New Orleans.
And it was a Dr. John album.
Yep.
Exactly. So, gonna have a Bonnaroo.
I hope y'all are there. At John Batiste with me. I think that's gonna be fun.
I will be right there with you on John Batiste. There is not a now. You know, I'm not gonna bore you with this, but there is not a show I want to see more on Saturday other than Lizzo than John Batiste.
Excellent.
Yeah, good poll.
Excellent. Yeah. And then next for me is Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in love.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
I love Phoebe Bridgers. I think that there's. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's your time. Why am I trying to speak? It's your time.
I listened to Phoebe's cover of "Fake Plastic Trees" by Radiohead.
Oh yeah.
It brought me to tears.
Stop it! Really?
I'm serious? Yeah. It was that. I was like, man. So I hope she plays that. I really don't know a lot of Phoebe's songs, but I've listened to some covers, and she just put out a cover of "Nothing Else Matters." And I know Miley did that too.
Yeah, she did that. She did that part of Metallica album that.
Yes.
Barry, do you know anything about this Metallica album they put out? That's nothing but covers.
Yes.
So
there's
like four artists that did the same song.
Right.
It's actually kind of brilliant, and I'm not even a Metallica fan, but I really like some of these songs that were done.
Yeah.
Same. Phoebe,
the ones I've heard are good.
They're really, really creative and fun, and what they did was like they didn't have like an artist to do a song. They did four artists to do a song, so they could run the gambit of the different types of styles that could be. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
it was. I was really impressed. So yeah, I want to be there for Phoebe. And then you know, I guess we'll go to Tame.
Well, you got a lot of break there. That's a 2:15 break, huh?
I engineered a break right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Going from Phoebe to Tame. I don't really have anything else.
Not worried about Jason Isbell, huh?
I could be talked into Jason Isbell. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
You're not going to be talked into Jason Isbell. No. Pine Grove? No Pine Grove.
I've heard of Pine Grove.
That should probably be where it stops. Okay. I'll talk about Pine Grove in my own day.
But okay. All
right. You're not gonna. So far, all the way through, and I'm guessing your night is going to go from Tame Impala to Lizzo to My Morning Jacket to Goose, but at no point have you gotten to the other stage or the Who stage yet.
No, I have not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't have
any. Have you gone
any...
to a plaza yet? Have you gone outside to GA?
The Beer Exchange on Friday.
Okay. And then the Rue Bus thing on Wednesday.
And the Rue Bus thing on Wednesday. Okay. But other than that, no, I don't have any plazas planned.
Barry, are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here thinking how this changes. This changes your day. Because if we're going to go out into those and you're going to go with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
I definitely want to go, but I don't have anything.
Wait,
you know, maybe I.
Why would we be going on Saturday?
We're probably going to go every day, I would think, because there's happening. My point is it's going to be a bunch of long days is all.
Yeah. There's some secret shows. Save yourself for.
I know. When's the win in the woods?
I'm okay with that. Like I said, yeah, I got some blind spots. I haven't checked out everything. I could be talked into some other stuff.
All right. So then you go to Tame at 8:45.
I love this.
Yeah. But also, there's a big conflict because Incubus is playing.
What's the conflict?
Incubus and Tame.
Oh.
Well, it depends on if my dashboard girlfriend wants to go to see Incubus.
Man, this girl's gonna be
that is
amazing.
Exactly the right thing. She could not be more in Incubus.
She's like, I love Dashboard and Mastodon and Incubus.
My Chemical Romance.
And can we go
to fucking lineup? You would be the biggest MCR fan on the planet. Yes,
this girl
is so. I forgot all about this girl.
I have a whole theoretical date.
She has slept all day, by the way. She slept all day. And she's waking up to go with you to Incubus.
Yeah.
That
Mastodon show was killer. Yeah. Right before. I love it.
Man, now I'm wondering if there's anybody that she forgot on Friday. Oh, you know she's into Nelly. She will get.
She's definitely into Nelly.
So you're going to screw up the Primus thing, and you've got to go see Nelly on Friday.
I might have to break up. I would love to see Nelly. Here's the question, though. Is Nelly still doing the entire Country Grammar album? Because it doesn't say that on
it's
the lineup.
It's a good point, because when we first got that lineup in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2020. When did we get this lineup again?
2004.
You got it. And it said that we got Nelly Country Grammar. Is he still doing Country Grammar? Another one that was supposed to be on the show and scheduling got messed up.
Yeah. Now it just says Nelly. Yeah. But what else is he going to do?
He's got a wonderful group of songs on his, all I can call it is his country album. He picked up the banjo, learned the banjo, picked up a flute, did some flouting.
Oh, he's a flautist?
He's a flautist. Very accomplished musician. Yes, very detailed.
All right.
If you say
moving
so.
On.
Jesus, there he is.
Moving on.
Fucking bored.
I don't want to talk about Nelly and the flutes.
Well, speaking of flutes, Lizzo, we got to see Lizzo. She's playing unopposed. So everybody's going to be at that Lizzo show.
Mm-hmm.
She's the Saturday night unopposed.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Wow. And I do have a little regret because I remember, what year was it? 2018, maybe? My buddy Brad is like, hey, Lizzo's doing this like exclusive show in Chattanooga. I can get you tickets.
Uh-huh. Me too.
And what did I say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Actually, I got to work. I have a more bitter reason. No, I have a more hateful, bitter reason for not being there that I won't get into.
And what was
I didn't
it
show
Taco?
Up.
Brad had Lizzo in Chattanooga by herself with how many people?
Like 10.
Well, I don't know because I didn't go. I don't know what kind of. Yeah, I didn't go. That's the point. And so yeah,
the only promo free show she did in the country was for this random radio station in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did it by 10 minutes.
She did it. I missed it by 10 minutes.
Yeah. You know why. You know her name.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You know her name. Yeah.
Does she like Dashboard?
Was her name Kelly Corder?
No. No.
Sorry. No.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Say no more. Say no more.
Say no more. Okay. Say no more. Say no more.
Anyways, yeah, sorry, I missed the exclusive Lizzo show. Uh-huh. So I've got some regrets there, but I do want to see Lizzo at Bonnaroo.
All right. Here's a question. Uh-huh. Are you going to try where will you see a show like that? Are you going to try to get up front or you go to the back?
I mean, you can say the same question about his Foo Fighters show because he is tied up until every minute up until the Foo Fighters show.
Yeah, I'm just going to be hanging out in the back, you know? Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're willing to go back in the back?
Yeah, I don't have to be.
Yeah, he doesn't care about being way back there, does he, Barry? He is totally okay.
Okay. Me too.
Good for you.
All right.
It sounds great anyway. Yeah.
Saturday night? And
then Saturday night, I do want to go see some My Morning Jacket. I know nothing about My Morning Jacket, but I know Barry's a big fan. I want to experience it with Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're like
Barry. Do you want to experience My Morning Jacket with a Lord Taco that's about 25 PBRs in at this point?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, actually.
Only 25?
Thinking about it.
I mean,
thinking about 25, it, yes.
Well, that's a light day.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I do want to go see some Loop Daddy.
This is the problem for me. I got turned on to My Morning Jacket by Barry Corder, and I have no problem with them. I used to not be a fan, and then I became a big fan because of BC. Mm-hmm. But man, Big Cat, I love you. I really want to see the Loop Daddy show, even if it's an hour, even if I go over there for 20 minutes, and then I'm really, really, really into this goose.
See, I really want to see this goose set,
yeah,
too.
I
want to spend some time
I like
there.
Goose too.
And I feel like I hate to take over this because you're going to hear this from me in 2 weeks, but I kind of feel like I'll see another My Morning Jacket show. I have a feeling at some point. Now, there are these moments, like if you start thinking about My Morning Jacket and what they're going to bring to the Bonnaroo stage, it probably will be the upper echelon of show you'll ever see of My Morning Jacket. If you're a Jacket fan, this is going to be the best show they've ever put on. This is going to be the one. If there's a possibility for somebody to show up, this is the one. This is going to be the best set list. This is going to be the best performance. There's just no possible way. I think that in this moment, Jacket says to themselves, you know what? We'll give you the Charlotte performance on this one.
I've said since 08. I think, 08 was when I first saw them. I had no idea who they were. They are the perfect Bonnaroo band. There's not a better Bonnaroo band. I mean, there are a lot of very, very good ones. Warren Haynes.
I don't disagree at all.
Yeah.
They are the perfect Bonnaroo band.
Anything else on Saturday?
And for them to get 3 hours is amazing. So
I hear you.
That's about it for Saturday. Okay. You know,
that's a big
I do
day,
want to see
Taco.
Loop Daddy. I want to see Goose. Yeah, I know.
You are busting it on Friday and Saturday. I don't know how you live on Sunday, but how in the hell are you waking up on Sunday and where are you going on Sunday?
Sunday's light. I will say
thank
that.
God. Sleep till 3.
Yeah. I can sleep till 3. Wake up, get ready, go see Brittany Howard.
My man.
And you know, kind of this. Of course, I have heard Brittany Howard. She's great, but kind of the same reason with Barry and My Morning Jacket. Like I know. You know, he's a super fan. I know you're a super fan. I want to see Brittany Howard with you.
Yeah. I mean, I love that album so much. I just can't stop saying how much I love this album. I've heard so many people talk to me and like, yeah, but I don't really hear a hit. Oh, fuck off. this idea of like not understanding how beautiful, incredible art is created without hearing a hook all the time.
Oh, I agree.
It's insane.
She is a true artist.
Yeah, that
yeah, she's great.
Just seeing her perform.
And the last time I saw this show, the last thing that I saw before quarantine was Brittany Howard, and the show had just started, like the live show for her solo album had just started. They played the whole album in its entirety before it was released. That to me was good, but man, do I want to see how that has progressed. I'm dying to see how that's gotten better, because all I remember from the Alabama Shakes is every show that I saw just kept getting better and better and bigger and bigger and better and better. And she just started owning the space so much more. Something's going on with her, and I want to be on the front end of it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be there with you. I want to see it. I want to see Brittany Howard. And I know Julian Baker's kind of a conflict too there.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we'll just move on. But I also really want to check out Oliver Tree. I am so intrigued by Oliver Tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Never in a million years would I have expected you to say Oliver Tree.
I can't figure out if he's like the world's biggest troll. I feel like he, you know, trolls his audience so much. You never know what he's going to do. He's announced he's leaving the music industry for good. You know, he's doing all these crazy stunts. He's actually like a really good scooter rider. He's
well. Have that's you seen a some sell. Of his? I mean, that's a selling point. Barry's there.
So he's got a plan B. He's got a plan B.
He's got a plan B. He didn't start out as a musician. He started out as a world class scooter champion.
Barry, I think though that we found Taco's first one of the weekend, and we had to get to Sunday to get to. I'm either there for 15 minutes or an hour.
A walk by, yeah. His first
I gotta go walk by and see what Oliver Tree is all about. I might be intrigued and stay for the whole thing.
All right.
He might just get on stage and just you know, give everybody a middle
finger. I gotta look him up.
I don't know what he's gonna do.
Yeah,
he's weird as hell.
He is
weird.
I gotta look
weird.
Him up just to see if Scooter Thing is on his resume.
Scooter thing.
If this whole music thing doesn't work out, I'm gonna go pursue the Scooter Thing.
He actually is like a competitive
scooter.
How is anyone a competitive scooter rider?
Exactly.
I took this
That's
thing
what I'm
to the Grand
this is
Canyon.
So bizarre.
I
gotta see what this is about. I gotta see what he's gonna do. There's no telling what he's gonna do on stage.
I'm just glad
he's
got a plan for his life.
And he makes some really bizarre life choices, Zaka. He makes some very bizarre life choices.
Not as bizarre as Oliver Tree. But it's one of those things.
Tell me your festival's over now. Please tell me this is the last show you're seeing, because you're not going to survive this. This is too much.
I'll say this about Oliver Tree. This could be, he could be the next Andy Kaufman, because you really can't tell. Is this an act? Is this some type of performance? Is this some type of troll? You can't tell what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
I mean, it's true.
Right. Absolutely fascinated.
Well, that's what I kind of thought that of Little Dicky, and I can tell you that show was horrible. So.
I was very disappointed in Little Dicky. Yeah. All right. Well, the last thing on my list, the absolute last thing.
I gotta go
check out Little Baby and see if it's a baby. I have to know, is this a baby?
Not official. Not official.
I will tell you definitively if this is a baby or not.
Well done. That will be the end of the close of Bonnaroo.
That's the close of
when Taco lets everyone know if Little Baby is in fact a baby.
We can finally all go home once I tell you if this is a baby or not. But nobody leaves until then.
I have never wanted something more than if we have any pull whatsoever, any sort of muscle to flex, Barry, anything with anyone, could we please, God, have somebody put on that big screen? Yes. Yes. This is a baby.
This is a baby.
This is a baby.
I'm begging anyone.
Can
it
we?
It will be the crown jewel of if the two things that Taco wants in his life is acceptance from PBR. He's got it.
Sponsor
he's the
me.
69th follower of PBR.
That's
and
right.
And two, be the end all be all of the baby community.
Official.
The official baby community.
Please, speaking God, of babies. Don't you think Bonnaroo dodged a bullet here with their, they switched up from Da Baby to Little Baby?
Yeah.
In either hindsight, way, that was a really good move.
Either way, I still want to know if it's a baby or not.
Yes.
I still
well, they couldn't
know.
Just, they couldn't just do away with the baby demographic. They had
we gotta
to have
find
a baby.
Out if it's a baby.
And I'm going to find out. Baby. I will get to the bottom of this.
Who is the person that runs the screens? Who is the guy that does that? Find
we
him
can work on it
and I will spend can... every damn minute, day, dollar of my life to get just on the screen once.
Please make
yes.
this happen.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby. And it'll be me pointing. I'll be like,
just pointing.
It's a baby. Yep. Right there.
It's a baby.
Right there. That's it.
That would be hilarious. I am dying.
That would be the greatest finale of a Bonnaroo of all time. I would die so peacefully. Taco made it. Taco.
All right.
Taco.
That's it. Yeah. That's my Bonnaroo. That's my whole.
Good
that's
pick,
my whole
I'm
list.
Exhausted, dude.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Dude,
that was
I'm,
too much.
Yeah, I think.
Am
my
I
going
to make it to
week,
all these? No, I'm not going to make it to every single.
No,
one of these.
Yeah, my list is going to look like Brian Stone. It's going to be like one Joe. I'm never leaving camp.
I love this idea that Taco just 35 bands he wanted to see.
He'll see three.
Yeah. Watch how many shows I owned up at. It's gonna
and the
be
one that he absolutely go to is Little Baby.
But we'll go to Little Baby.
Yeah, it'll be little, it'll be little
his
baby.
Name shows up on the big screen. Yeah. This is a baby.
That's a baby. That is a little baby.
That's a little baby.
What? All the entire weekend is all based on is this a baby?
That's what it's all leading up to.
Because why, Taco? Your two biggest skills are.
I can identify if something is a baby or not.
Yes, you can.
And what's my other skill? I don't remember.
I think just drinking PBR.
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah. If that's a skill, then
and
yeah,
you can find your way home.
I can always find my way home. I'm like a little
new skill.
I'm like a little homing pigeon. I can get to bed.
Barry, I don't
right.
know if I can make
man.
It. I can't keep up with Tom.
Yeah, I promise you. I promise you, my schedule will not be this involved.
I told you you'd be
should
surprised.
I should block off doesn't leave camp. Doesn't leave camp.
Man,
2 o'clock
happens?
To 3 o'clock. Doesn't
what
leave
happens
camp.
When he finds a dashboard mom?
Oh, oh no.
Everything
then I'm gonna have to leave camp.
Everything's hinging right there. Everything depends on that dashboard show.
It's a great point, oh, man. That entire weekend of yours
yeah.
all depends on if you meet a dashboard
yeah.
mom.
That really dictates how the rest of my Bonnaroo goes. Yeah.
Here, see,
do we even
what
need
happens
to go
if,
a show next weekend? Because I'm exhausted.
What happens if dashboard mom doesn't show, but Mastodon mom does?
Mastodon mom.
I don't know if I'm into Mastodon.
Let me tell you about Mastodon. She yeah. is going to chain you up. You're not leaving yeah. the bus.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm into Mastodon.
Yeah, Mastodon is not letting you leave for the rest of the week. In fact, you might not leave Bonnaroo at all, ever. You're
yeah,
gone.
I may just live there. Yeah.
Thank God you got the bus. Well, Barry, I think I got nothing left. I am exhausted.
I'm pretty exhausted.
Are you worn out?
I mean, I feel exhausted. Like I need to pack up camp, and it's not even out yet. I need to pack up my own goods and say, hey, no, sir. I'd yell at the dog. Sorry.
Oh, right. Well, I did just come off a come off a camping trip, so I'm a little amped up. I'm a little hyped to get out to the farm.
Pretty hyped.
Oh, it
pretty
always hyped. Looks good at this point. I mean, when you get the schedule, it always looks good at this point. Yeah. Gonna do all of That's it. Right. Yeah, I exactly. get it. Aim high.
I can't wait to see Grand Ole Opry.
I'm gonna run from this side to that side.
Let me tell you straight up. I can knock off about 30% of your schedule just by putting Grand Ole Opry off the list.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Get rid of it now.
Maybe Amethyst is really good, but like you said,
she's really good. She's gonna be at Moon River. I can see her at Moon River. So you know, that's not a week later.
I don't deny that she's probably really good, but she'll find herself on another stage at some point.
I agree.
You know,
she's going to be at Moon River a week later.
By the way, you didn't even mention the Super Jam with Sylvanesso.
No, I can promise you
she's going to be at that.
Okay, all right. Like I said, I've got huge blind spots. There's big parts of the schedule I've just not even considered. So I'm open for suggestions. I can be dragged to things.
I hear you. All right. Anything else before we go? Next week is Barry. Barry, you're up. And at some point, we're going to get Jeff Cuellar in here to talk about.
Yeah. I hope to know tomorrow or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got lots of questions for him.
Barry, and, you ready for your picks?
Whatever else. Yep, I'll be ready next week.
I know you
will. It'll be a lot quicker.
Can Jeff can Jeff get us on the screen
Map.
For DaBaby, for Map. Little Baby?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Also,
that's a great idea.
Taco, what I love about this show and love about this episode is that this is the latest that Barry has been up for 10 years.
Ever since Bonner.
Outside of Bonner, this is the latest Barry has been up.
I'm sorry, Barry.
I'm pre-gaming. This is my pre-gaming.
Sorry the list was so long. Yeah.
Today I stay up till 7. Next tomorrow night it's at 8, and then in 3 weeks I'll be ready for 10 o'clock.
Do you guys do any sort of like body workout for Bonnaroo? Because I feel as though I kind of like lift weights and like
I have been
walks
for 3 months
and stuff and body like back stretches.
Absolutely.
I'm in peak physical shape.
And along those lines, I pointed out to a couple of our people with the festival.
Russell.
what did he say? He's in peak shape. Is that what he said?
He said, I'm in peak physical
shape.
No,
it's
let me see that six pack.
Still 100...
Let's see it. Yes. My man.
There you go.
Barry, I'm sorry. What
for
were you
whatever
saying?
It's worth, I was just going to say, for whatever it's worth, it's still very, very hot. But it stays darker till about 7:15 in the morning.
That's right.
It gets darker earlier, so it's a little bit different than what some folks are used to.
I was incorrect. I said
just for point of fact,
the time change will happen. The time change happens in November. I was wrong about that. But we do get an extra hour of nighttime because the sun sets earlier because we're in September.
That's gonna make things
June.
A lot cooler. I mean, if the day only starts at 3 and the sun starts going down at 6:30,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the day becomes a lot easier to manage.
And it used to come up and hit your tent at 6:15. Now it's about 7:15.
That's right.
That's a great point.
You're going to get a little extra sleep in time.
Oh, man, that is a really good point.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's still hotter than Devil's
still
going to
be hot as balls. So. Yeah,
guys, I'm glad that we made this one a quick one. All right, Lord Taco, great picks this week. Barry
Thank
Carter,
you.
Can't wait for next week. Barry's picks next week, and maybe Jeff Cuellar. I'm Brad. That's Barry. It's Lord Taco. Talk to you next week on the What Podcast. Love you. Bye.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.